Hello, this is David Taylor. I'm here in what's a very sunny day for winter in Melbourne. Been hard at work on the campaign to re-elect Labour government in Australia. Joined now by a friend of mine, also a member of the UK Labour Party, and a former colleague of mine in the Welsh Assembly, Ross Evans, who's spending more time than I am out here, certainly. Ross, I mean, how do you think the campaign's going?
I think the campaigns are going quite well. The election itself is very kind of on a knife edge, and if you ask the general public, they're keeping their cards very close to their chest.
It's all the polls are saying, you know, 50-50 or 51-49 or at best 52-48. And even when you get to 52-48, it's not clear, you know, from one poll to the next, which party's on 52 and which party's, you know, on 48. It really is, does seem at this stage to be going down to the wire, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think the overall outcome at the end of the day, mine, will, well, I certainly feel, be very weighty in favour of the Labour Party. I just think that, as I said, people are playing their cards very close to their chest. They don't want to give anything away. But to be honest, the coalition candidate, Tony Abbott, is quite a liability. And I'd be incredibly shocked if he wins.
Yeah, and people have sort of been comparing him to George Bush, haven't they? In that, you know, he said some pretty daft things. Made a speech the other day where he said to everyone, you know, you can't possibly believe everything he says, which kind of backfired on him pretty spectacularly, to say the least. You know, I mean, and that's kind of an open goal for the Labour Party. I think you're right. I mean, I still think the momentum is with the Labour Party since Julia Gillard's, you know, accession to the throne. Interesting this week that Kevin Rudd, his first sort of real public appearance, thinks he was deposed. And he's backing Julia Gillard 100%. And that is bound to benefit the Labour campaign to a certain extent, isn't it? It's going to, you know, it creates unity and shows people that the party's united, at least.
And now that Kevin Rudd has come out to back Julia Gillard quite publicly, I think it will add quite a significant bit of momentum to the Labour campaign, particularly in Queensland, of course, because Kevin Rudd is a Queenslander, and a lot of voters up there felt quite shocked in the manner in which he was deposed. So they're quite keen to see him back on the
election. Yeah, I mean, of course, Julia Gillard has promised him a senior role in her cabinet if Labour's re-elected. Foreign Minister, yeah. I mean, so, I mean, it's still very early in this campaign. It feels like there's a long way to go. And it all still feels very close, you know, too close to call. We'll be back with regular updates on how it's going. And hopefully, you know, talk to some other people out on the ground here who hopefully will have a better idea than us.